Hey, Smarty fans, your pal Trusty has a gift for you. A 7-day free trial of Who Smarted Plus. That's right. If you sign up for Who Smarted Plus, you'll get 1 week of free access to all our subscriber episodes and bonus Smarty Cues, all ad-free. Parents, educators, and Smarty Pants have been letting us know how much they love their Who Smarted Plus subscriptions. Now's your chance to see what all the excitement is about. Again, this offer is 100% free. You can cancel anytime within the trial week. But I have a feeling you're going to want to stick around for all the exciting adventures and extra smarting. Sign up now right in Apple Podcasts or on whosmarted.com. Just click Join Who Smarted Plus. Thanks for smarting with us and supporting Who Smarted.
Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park. And two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9-Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
Psst. Hey, Smarty Pants, listen. There's nothing I like doing more than hiking through the woods with my friends on a beautiful sunny day like today. There's the sweet smells of the forest, the sounds of birds in the air, the sights of squirrels in the trees, and of course, bears.
Ah!
Yep, there's one over there, and another one over there.
Ah!
And a third one over there. Bears, bears, bears. Oh my.
Quick, what do we do?
Check the survival guide. Quick!
I have it right here. It says, if you encounter a bear, you should A. Run, B. Stand your ground, or C. Put on a wizard's hat and cast a spell to bring on winter. What do you think, Smarty Pants?
Wait, the survival guide is multiple choice?
Just pick one. Bears are too fast to outrun, so I know A isn't the answer.
And obviously, C was just a joke. There's no such thing as Wait, what are you wearing?
My wizard's hat. I always bring it hiking. That and plenty of water. Now, what's that spell to bring on winter? Oh yeah. Etle, ite, osne. Etle, ite, osne. There, that seemed to do the trick.
But now it's so cold. Oh.
Yeah, why did you make it winter?
Because bears hibernate in the winter. Hear those snores? But what exactly is hibernation? Is it just sleep or something else? And why do bears do it, but not humans?
You think the bear would mind if I cuddled up with him for warmth?
We'll find out. It's time for another whiff of science on
Who Smarted? Who Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun on Who's Smarted.
So what do you think, Smarty Pants? Wouldn't it be nice to skip the cold winter months? After the leaves fall from the trees, you hunker down in your bedroom under a nice cozy blanket. Close your eyes, and just like that, you wake up to birds chirping in the warm springtime. No more shivering, no more messy snow gear. Wouldn't that be great?
But you'd miss the holidays, like Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, and New Year's.
Ho, ho, ho.
Don't forget the Super Bowl!
And snowball fights and sledding.
And skiing and ice skating.
Ooh, and hot chocolate.
Yeah, you'd miss all that. So maybe checking out for several months wouldn't be great for winter-loving humans. But for some animals, hibernation is a way of life. These animals rest for long stretches of time in places like hollowed-out tree trunks, caves, or holes dug into hillsides. This is no ordinary sleep. During hibernation, which can last days, weeks, or even months, animals slow their breathing, lower their body temperature, and drastically reduce their heart rate. So much so, they almost seem dead. For example, chipmunks have a normal heartbeat of 350 beats per minute, which we abbreviate as BPM. That's way faster than a typical human heartbeat of 60 to 100 BPM. It's even faster than techno music. Can you guess how low a chipmunk's heart rate falls when they're hibernating? Is it A, 50 BPM, B, 20 BPM, or C, 4 BPM? Did you say C, 4 beats per minute? That's right. Just 4 beats per minute. It's almost undetectable. So why do you think these animals do this? Are they tired from running and hunting all year? Do they hate Christmas and skiing and sledding? Or are they conserving energy? It's all about energy conservation. Hibernating animals slow the way their bodies create energy, otherwise known as their metabolism. They do this at a time when energy sources such as food aren't easy to find. This is typically during the winter. If animals don't use much energy, they won't need much of that hard-to-find food, which means they won't starve to death. Animals that hibernate need to be able to withstand extreme temperatures, not make any noise, or give off any odor. That allows them to hide from predators looking to eat them. In many ways, hibernation equals survival. So what are some animals that hibernate? Shout out some answers. Not bad, though I am hearing one particular animal mentioned a lot. The fact is, many types of amphibians, reptiles, and insects go through some form of hibernation. Most hibernating mammals are rather small, like chipmunks, groundhogs, hedgehogs, and bats. But of course, there is one big exception. You guessed it. Bears are the most famous hibernators. During the winter, they can go more than 100 days without eating and drinking, or peeing and pooping. Bears have the ability to break down and recycle their waste during hibernation, using it to build muscle mass and organ tissues. So, unlike other hibernating creatures who still get up every now and then, once bears go down, they stay down for months.
So I can cuddle with him.
Yep, he's out. Of course, before bears can hibernate, they have to prepare.
Really? They have to prepare not to do anything?
That's right. Since they don't eat or drink anything during hibernation, bears and other animals survive off their body fat. Because of this, bears may lose up to 30% of their body weight during hibernation. So, before they hunker down, they need to pack on the extra pounds by eating a lot. They've been known to add 3 pounds of weight each day in the weeks before hibernation.
How much food do you need to eat to do that?
Well, let's head to a restaurant to find out.
Welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
Hey, Mickey D's!
Nice. What are we getting?
Well, to put on 3 pounds, a bear needs to eat about 20,000 calories. Calories are units measuring how much energy food gives you. And if you eat too many, you gain weight.
Great! Let's go for it.
Okay, 35 Big Macs, please, and supersize them.
Wow, that's a lot of food to split.
Oh, we're not splitting it. That's 35 each.
Each?
Yeah, that's about the same number of calories a bear has to eat to gain 3 pounds.
I don't think I could eat that many burgers at one time.
Okay, well, then you could have 412 McNuggets.
Or that, too. How long do I have to eat them?
A day.
Maybe I could eat that many in a day?
Oh, you'll have to, because you're ordering the same thing again tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yep. Bears need to eat 20,000 calories a day for several weeks throughout the fall months to prepare for hibernation. All the fat they gain is what they'll survive on during the winter months. But don't worry, we're not really going to eat all that. Unless you're a competitive eater, you'd probably get sick from all that food. The average person needs less than 2,000 calories a day, which is 10 times less than what a bear needs to prepare for hibernation.
At least a bear gets to take a nice long nap after eating so much.
Actually, hibernation is anything but pleasant. Unlike sleep, which restores and re-energizes your body, hibernation causes a lot of stress and damage to organs, such as the brain and lungs. Many animals come out of hibernation from time to time just so they can get some actual sleep.
Whoa.
Hibernation is tough, but when starvation is the alternative, it's a necessary hardship.
So why don't humans hibernate? I mean, people live in very cold parts of the world, like bears.
True, but humans did not start there. Hey, Smarty Pants, do you know where the human race began? Go ahead and shout out your answers. Ah, I heard some of you say it. Africa. Humans evolved in a hot, tropical region where food was never scarce enough to require hibernation. And by the time humans began moving to colder regions, they'd already mastered fire, agriculture, and hunting, so they could make clothes and shelters to deal with the harsh weather. And humans don't need to hide from most predators. Basically, there's no need for us to hibernate. But some people are trying to figure out how we could do it anyways.
Really? Who?
Well, scientists at NASA, for one.
NASA? What does hibernation have to do with space?
It's a good question. And the answer, right after this quick break.
Hello, trusty narrator here with a special message and offer for anyone looking for extra help with schoolwork, classwork, homework, or homeschooling. I am super excited to announce Who Smarted is partnering with IXL Learning to bring you a phenomenal educational resource that will make math, language arts, science, and social studies as fun as listening to an episode of Who Smarted. IXL is an online learning program for kids, and whether you're one of our thousands of homeschool families or a parent looking for extra help for your child, IXL is like having a second teacher in your home. And it's designed and research-backed to boost grades and instill the skills and confidence to master any subject from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is like an investment in your child's education, and as Who Smarted listeners, I know how important that is to you. Personally, I've seen the results of IXL Learning, and every family I know using it has shared what an incredible, immersive, fun, and educational experience it is. I know it works, which is why I'm excited to recommend it to my Who Smarted audience. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and Who Smarted listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/smarted. Visit IXL.com/smarted to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Hey parents, imagine enjoying stress-free, delicious meals crafted by chefs and approved by dietitians already in just 2 minutes. With Factor, you can. With a choice of 35 weekly options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, and Veggie dishes. Plus, discover over 60 add-ons like on-the-go breakfasts, lunch snacks, and beverages to keep you fueled throughout the day. For me, Factor's gourmet meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus have been a game changer on busy days. Factor is now my go-to solution for enjoying no-fuss, no-mess meals without the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning. And you can customize your weekly meals for as much or as little as you need, with the flexibility to pause or reschedule deliveries to fit your busy lifestyle. And since I know our listeners love taking care of planet Earth, this month Factor is making it even easier to eat sustainably with their Earth Month Eats badge, highlighting meals with the lowest carbon footprint. Ready to fuel up for your springtime goals? Head to factormeals.com/smarted50 and use code SMARTED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. Don't wait. Factor. Fresh. Convenient. Delicious.
Now back to Who Smarted. So, now that you know hibernation is not a long, pleasant nap, you probably wouldn't want to do it. Yet, many scientists think hibernation could help humans. How so? Here's a hint. It has to do with all that damage hibernation does to an animal's body.
The damage? How could that help?
Think about it.
If all these animals were seriously hurt by hibernation, wouldn't we see a lot of sick, wounded creatures in the wilderness?
Yeah.
But we don't, and scientists want to know why. How is it that an animal can wake up from hibernation with lungs and brains that look seriously diseased, only to rapidly recover to normal health? If scientists can figure out how hibernating animals stay healthy, they may be able to treat people with diseases affecting those same organs.
Makes sense.
Meanwhile, over at NASA, scientists are hoping hibernating animals can help with space travel.
Why would you want to hibernate in space?
Well, being in zero gravity can damage muscles and bones. Astronauts on the space station typically exercise 6 hours each day to stay in shape. Hibernating might help them keep their muscles and bones healthy without having to work out so much. Not to mention, hibernation could help with space travel. I'll put my wizard's hat back on to show you what I mean.
Whoa, are we on a spaceship?
Yep, we're in the future, on board a spaceship heading towards Saturn. I thought we'd go hiking on Saturn's moon, Titan.
Nice!
NASA scientists think hibernation may help astronauts survive longer voyages in space, like the 6 or 7 years it would actually take to get to Saturn. If astronauts can hibernate during that journey, they wouldn't need to pack outrageous amounts of food onto the spacecraft, and they could stay in cramped quarters for much longer periods of time. This would allow us to explore the farther reaches of our solar system. But of course, NASA still has to figure out how to overcome the body-damaging side effects of hibernation, including memory loss.
Hello, this is the flight crew speaking. Hope you all enjoyed your hibernation. Please take a few minutes to figure out who you are and where you're going. In the meantime, please enjoy some complimentary Big Macs. Also, there's a bear on board.
A super shout out to superfan Peyton in Bend, Oregon. Thanks so much for listening to Who Smarted and for letting us know how much you love learning with us. And we agree, Peyton, science rocks.
This episode, Hibernation, was written by Dave Beaudry and voiced by Jason Williams, Charlotte Cohn, Jenna Hoban, and Jerry Colbert. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Teddy Bear Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Suarez, with lyrics written and produced by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Colbert. This is an Atomic Entertainment production.